terrible feeling. I think I'm falling in love. She's got one foot in the door, but she didn't wipe her shoes on the rug. I'll make an early prediction. I know myself to a fault. She'll be tying up my tongue and she'll be dragging my heart through the hall. Swear this might kill me if I'm wrong. And she don't believe me when I'm gone. I got a terrible feeling. I think I'm falling in love. Such a gruesome situation. She finally opened me up. Cut me with the silence. Now I'm spilling out all my guts. She keeps me high like a fever. She leaves me cold to the core. While I'm begging for her mercy, I'm still begging for a little bit more. Swear this might kill me if I'm wrong. And she don't believe me when I'm gone. I've got a terrible feeling. I think I'm falling in love. Where this might kill me if I'm wrong. Oh no, 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 no. She don't believe me when I'm gone. I've got such terrible feelings. Oh no, I've got such terrible feelings.
John Patrick and the Outside Voices, Terrible Feelings, here on Neo Rocks. Before that, you heard from Dan Maraldi, Every Day of the Week, Meg and the Magnetosphere, Radio Silence, and Ed Bridge. Pretty good year started us off. And in studio with us now, we've got a familiar face and a couple of new faces. John Patrick and the Outside Voices, welcome
Hello.
To the studio. How you guys doing?
Doing all right. How are you?
Good.
Go around the room real quick. Introduce yourselves.
My name is John Patrick. I'm the dad.
All right. So I'm Jimmy Dykes, and I guess I would be the daddy then.
I'm Kevin. I play bass.
This is off to a good start. So we were joking off the air that you left the kids at home, so I guess this all makes sense.
Yeah, Johnny and Sam couldn't make it, so they're off probably getting into trouble without us.
Do you think they're listening right now to all this fun?
Probably passed out.
Johnny yeah. probably only listens to AM radio, so.
Yeah. Seriously.
All right, well, here we go with the rest of the interview. You guys are playing a show this Friday at Musica. Tell us about it. What's going on?
Well, it's our CD release show, the album we've been working on for the better part of a year. And we got Ohio Weather Band and the Brothers Band, who are two Akron favorites and good friends of ours, helping out with the show.
Now, are you guys based primarily out of Akron, or are you?
Primarily out of Kent.
Okay.
But we've all been around the Akron area for a number of years in different projects.
Okay, so the friend we were referring to earlier was Kevin McManus, of course, of Burning Down Broadway fame. How did you guys all get this together?
I was actually the last guy to join the group, and I bugged John Patrick for a while to let me come play because he didn't have a bass player when I would go see the shows. And then he finally let me come and jam, and when I walked into a room and there was Johnny Miller from Johnny and the Apple Snoppers and Jimmy Dykes and Sam Langstaff from the High Robbers, which were two bands I really liked and respected. So it was really just a unique situation for me to jump into with experienced guys who, you know, we were all coming from bands that, you know, were working pretty hard. So it was a good fit.
Also, we have the Cleveland Browns to thank for the fact that Kevin came to the jam session. We both happened to be at the same Browns game.
They lost.
One where we were winning in the first half and then miserably tanked the second half and lost. So we met up at the Naughty Mermaid and got really drunk until he convinced me to let him in the band, and here we are.
I yelled at him for a while.
Man,
really.
See, that's a way better and probably way more accurate story, actually,
it's
right there.
Yeah. That's what happened, yeah.
Now, this is a 10-song CD. You guys are going, quote-unquote, old school with this because you see a lot of bands now go, you know, single, single, single. And you guys actually haven't, I mean, you've been around for, as this group, for about how long now?
A little over a year.
Yeah.
And in that time, you've got a full, so what was the thinking behind that, with saying, you know, we're going to do a 10-song CD, full CD?
I mean, I think it just came from how much we were practicing, or just, I guess, more or less jamming together after the Boy in the Water EP. And John had so many songs anyways that we would just play a couple of them every practice, and then it just kind of came together on its own. We naturally weeded some out by just not playing them, doing the ones we liked more. And, yeah.
Well, that kind of works out, too. We started playing out live before we even thought about recording, so 10 songs was about our standard set length, and we figured we might as well throw it all together and give them the kind of live experience of what they would see if they came to a show.
Very cool. Do you feel like playing a song here in studio for us?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was the right answer. All right.
No.
What are you going to play for us?
This one's called Sweet Kimberly.
John Patrick and the Outside Voices here on New Rocks.
Sink into your sweet addiction and we'll sing. Sympathy. make my lungs blare. You can break my heart. I don't wanna love you, but it's too late. Yeah, now I'm down to my last cigarette bin, down to my dying breath, and now I'm down on one knee. I'm begging you, please. Sweet Kimberly, why don't you come back home with me? Give me your sweet sympathy. Come back home with me. I need your sweet nicotine, sweet Kimberly.
John Patrick and the Outside Voices here on Neo Rocks.
I was trying to add more applause.
So, question for you guys, because I'm always interested in this as kind of a non-musician. Obviously, it's your band. How does the songwriting end up working with all the rest of your members? You guys were mentioning jamming earlier. So do you come just with a basic and then jam for the rest of it?
Yeah, generally, at least to start out, I would have the songs mostly fully written lyrically and then bring them to the band. And, you know, these guys are really talented musicians, and I kind of just – I like to let their parts write themselves in a sense that I'll bring them the song, we'll jam on it a couple of times, and – obviously, it'll change from day to day or from song to song. And we kind of go in and critique little parts here and there. But most of the songs musically form pretty naturally. And more recently, I've just kind of been bringing partial songs in here and there. Until
half songs.
Yeah.
Well, it helps, too, because it's like I said earlier, we were all in different local acts that, you know, we used to play with each other a lot. But, you know, like, I was a songwriter in Hive Robbers. You know, Kevin wrote, to my knowledge, most, if not all, of the Burning Down Broadway stuff. And true. Johnny has another band named after himself.
So he wrote, John's a really selfish people.
Yeah. We're all songwriters.
We're all songwriters. So we come in with, like, you know, and I think as it's progressed and we've gotten closer in practice, you know, we'll even step forward more now after we finish this album and be like, what if we, you know, totally change something rather than come in with a full song and be like, yeah, let's cut that, do a different way, and it's all kind of blends together in that way.
And to that point, I think what Jimmy was saying, I mean, like, we all bring something different to the table musically. I mean, not, like, totally contrasting, but, I mean, we were all in different sounding groups, and, you know, Johnny kind of comes from more of, like, the honky-tonk and, like, really old-school country, and the Hive Robbers were, like, indie rock kind of folk, and I came from, like, straight-up rock, like, pop-punk, you know? And so, I mean, to add it to JP's songs, I think it's a really fun combo.
Are you ever going to let Kevin scream on stage?
We actually, does, and we actually, he has a scream in the album hidden somewhere, yeah.
Well, it started, like, we were doing vocal takes, and I did it like as just like a joke, like you do when you beat a song to death in the studio like that. And I thought it was, you know, I just did it to be funny, and it actually made the record when I listened back to the mix.
Is that a million ways?
No, it's in Hound Dogs, the title track. Yeah.
Well,
it took me by surprise.
Speaking of that, John Patrick and the Outside Voices releasing their new disc, Hound Dogs, at the Musica this weekend, Friday, playing along with the Ohio Weather Band and the Brothers Band. You guys going on last?
Yep.
Yeah.
What's the rest of the order?
I think it'll be we'll start off with the Brothers Band and then Ohio Weather Band after that, and we'll take the stage shortly after.
So are you doing the entire disc?
Yeah, and a few rearrangements here and there, but yeah, we'll play every song on the record plus a surprise.
Very cool. Well, you wanna play something else?
Yeah, sure.
What are you thinking?
Let's do One of These Days.
All right.
We've got John Patrick and the Outside Voices here on Neo Rocks.
Let me think real fast on some of them.
Some days I'm a soldier. Some days I'm a refugee. One of these days you're gonna love me, and it'll set me free. Some will call me a sinner. Some might call me a saint. One of these days I'm gonna call you before it gets too late. One of these days will only be a story told to kids. The things we had, the good and bad, it won't matter in the end. We know the seasons change and we both give and take. We always find our way. Forgotten. Some days I will sing the blues. One of these days we gotta realize, ain't got no time to lose. Sometimes you may feel lonely when you're dancing through this crowded room. On the night when they all sit down, I'll stand up for you. I will say I know. One of these days will only be a story told to kids. The things we had, all this good and bad, it does not matter in the end. We know the seasons change and we both give and take. We always find our way. We'll be right back. stars, our souls will shine. Lost in a darkness that refuses to die, when I know that I will find you one of these days. I'll find you one of these days. One of these days, I'll find you one of these days.
John Patrick and the Outside Voices with One of These Days here on Neil Rocks. Cool tune. That was
thanks,
awesome.
Man. One of these days, I tell you.
So I'm a listener, and I'm listening to the old radio right now, and I say to myself, you know what, self? I really want to find out more about John Patrick and the Outside Voices. Where do I go?
You can go to facebook.com/JPOV Music, at JPOV Music on Twitter, or johnpatrickhalling.com.
And on any of these sites, will the surprise that you were talking about on Friday be released, or they just have to come to the show for that?
They'll have to come to the show specifically for that. There's actually like two surprises, maybe. One to two surprises.
It's just going to be a good show, though. I mean, both the bands we have are amazing. Yeah. So, you know, both great bands. We've opened up for both of them, you know.
And what time does the show start on Friday?
9 p.m.
At Musica.
Yeah. Okay. In Akron. Downtown Akron.
Akron.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming in tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
And we got one last track taking us out. This is Old Habits.
Old Habits Die Hard, baby.
Oh, yeah.
By John Patrick and the Outside Voices here on Near Rocks.